The following program is brought to you by Mind's Eye, the virtual newsstand.
Welcome to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insights knows no borders. My name is Cynthia, and during this podcast, we will be talking about cardiovascular health. Cardiovascular disease is a broad term covering conditions of the heart and or blood vessels. While many people are familiar with some of these conditions, such as heart attacks or strokes, there are many others, including abnormalities in heart structures, irregular heart rhythms, and changes in heart function that can affect the quality and the length of life. According to the World Health Organization, cardiovascular diseases are the leading cause of death globally, but the good news is that many can be prevented with lifestyle changes. Common symptoms of cardiovascular disease include chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, and leg swelling. There are two conditions for which it is important to recognize symptoms and seek medical care immediately. This is because these conditions can result in permanent damage to the heart or brain. The longer the time to treatment, the greater the damage. These conditions are heart attack and stroke. A heart attack is also known as myocardial infarction, or MI. Myocardial means heart, and infarction means tissue death. In this condition, the blood supply to the heart muscle is blocked, robbing the tissue of oxygen. Heart muscles cannot live long without oxygen. The classic symptom is chest pressure or a crushing chest pain. The pain can travel up to the jaw or down the left arm. There may also be shortness of breath, nausea, and feeling hot or sweaty. However, with greater study, we now recognize that not everyone has these classic symptoms. In particular, women and people with diabetes may have no pain at all. More often, they may feel only shortness of breath or fatigue, digestive symptoms such as heartburn or nausea, or pain in other areas such as the back or upper belly. If you have these symptoms and are at home, the best things to do are call 911 and seek immediate medical care. If you have aspirin, take one. Rest and do not exert yourself. The other condition to seek immediate medical care for is a stroke. Symptoms of a stroke include a sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body. Sudden difficulty speaking or understanding speech, sudden loss of balance or coordination, and fainting or unconsciousness. Like heart attacks, the best thing to do is call 911 and seek immediate medical care. For both of these conditions, the goal is to restore blood flow as soon as possible to limit permanent damage. This requires medical therapies that are available in most health care centers today. Cardiovascular diseases, ranging from coronary artery disease to valvular abnormalities to irregular heart rhythms, can also lead to permanent changes in the heart shape, structure, and function. This results in the heart losing its efficiency, or what we call congestive heart failure. When the heart does not pump out blood efficiently, the blood can back up into the lungs, causing shortness of breath, or to the abdomen and legs, causing swelling. It is not uncommon for people with heart disease to complain of wheezing and to be diagnosed with asthma. Unlike the dramatic symptoms of heart attack or stroke, congestive heart failure usually develops slowly over time, and symptoms such as fatigue and shortness of breath with only moderate activity may be attributed to being out of shape, to the stresses of modern life, or not even noticed at all. Most cardiovascular diseases can be prevented or controlled with lifestyle changes before permanent damage sets in. This is challenging in the modern age, where processed foods with high salt and fat are common and physical activity levels are falling. The incidence of obesity and diabetes is rising, and these two are very associated with cardiovascular disease. A heart-healthy lifestyle includes staying away from all tobacco and heavy alcohol use, eating a healthy diet, and staying physically active. Recommendations for a heart-healthy diet are limiting salt to 1 teaspoon a day, and even less for high-risk people, eating more fruits and vegetables, and limiting portion size. When it comes to fats, not all fats are equal. Solid fats such as butter, margarine, shortening, and animal fats are considered bad fats, while olive oil, avocados, nuts and seeds, and lean meats are considered heart-healthy. However, all fats are high-calorie and should be limited in general. Sugary foods and sweets should also be limited. The best way to control portion size, salt, and calories is home-cooked meals. But if this is impractical, then pay careful attention to food labels of purchased foods. The American Heart Association recommends at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity at least 5 days a week. Physical activity does not necessarily have to be at the gym. Taking the stairs rather than elevators, parking further from buildings, or hobbies such as gardening or dancing are good ways to get your daily dose of activity. Finally, conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol may require medication in addition to lifestyle changes to reduce the risk of heart disease. Anyone with a history of family members having heart disease should also be evaluated. Symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and increasing fatigue with exertion should be evaluated by a medical professional. With early identification and lifestyle changes, cardiovascular disease can be prevented and/or treated, leading to a longer and better quality life. Thank you for listening to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insights knows no borders. For more information about LAMP, visit lampinterpreters.org, like their Facebook page, LAMP Interpreters, and follow them on Twitter at LAMPSTL. For more information about Mind's Eye, visit mindseyeradio.org, like their Facebook page, Mind's Eye, and follow them on Twitter at Mind's Eye Radio.